Good evening, everyone. This is Rachel Seller, the forensic nurse, exposing medical crime one misdiagnosis at a time. Today is January 8th, 2020, and I have with me a very special guest, the legendary Dr. Kenneth Stoller, author of Incurable Me. Welcome, Doc.
Thank you again.
So tonight, guys, we're going to just bring you what the current events are, and I just want to jump into censorship right off the bat. You can find myself and Dr. Stoller on LinkedIn, but there's a big censorship issue going on right now with YouTube. They're taking away likes, subscribers, also people talking about vaccines in general. Facebook wants to silence all of that. So what do you think about all this, Doc?
That's very concerning. It's very dangerous. Essentially, we have allowed ourselves to be experimented on far too easily, and people are waking up, not as fast as I would like them to wake up, but the controllers know that people are waking up and they want to shut them up.
Yeah, so guys, just want everyone to know that BitChute is my backup channel, Brighteon, I'm on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn is where I like to hang out most, but Facebook is censoring anyone who's speaking the truth about vaccines. So I just wanted to bring up the censorship issue. And then, Doc, I wanted to talk to you about the 5G towers, the Wi-Fi cell phone tower things that are popping up right over daycares. I had a mom, and she says, well, I was going to put my daughter in this daycare. I said, what, the one across from the mall, like right under the cell phone tower? And she's like, what? And then, that whole thing.
Well, that falls under the category of we allow ourselves to be experimented on far too easily. Back in the 1980s, a very smart friend of mine, so smart, he was actually the one who came up with the concept for the antimatter-matter engine. That Gene Roddenberry bought from him and was the catalyst for creating the engine of the USS Enterprise. Anyways, we were doing research on cell phones. This is, again, back in the early 1980s. And we discovered that putting this microwave radiation next to your head was not a very good idea. And we sat down with each other and we decided, is this something we want to do? Do we want to go, is this going to be our cause celeb? And I said to him, I'm a nobody. You're a nobody. Nobody's going to listen to us, but we're going to paint really large targets on our back. And so we decided that was not going to be our battle. To inform people about the dangers of putting these microwave generators next to people's brains. But the situation with the 5G is these are very disruptive frequencies to life. These are the same frequencies that are used for behavioral control by the military. And there hasn't been any risk assessment or environmental impacts on this? And you're going, WTF? Why not? This could be really dangerous. But, you know, we live in a society where money talks.
Well, I noticed that I get reports from every state in the United Kingdom, Albuquerque, New Mexico, all this, the whole issue with chemtrails and 5G. I mean, this, the cat's out of the bag. We have to start talking about the truth. But I get pictures of the towers. They're in every town. And I say, we're surrounded now like a kill grid. And at the very least, I tell people to shut your Wi-Fi off at night. But the other thing is, like, we have zoning, we have laws and order in place in counties. And now zoning issues like school zones and residential areas. What are the restrictions? And why is it that cell phone towers are popping up in every backyard now?
Well, they don't have any restrictions. That's why they're popping up everywhere.
Yeah, this is crazy. This is a kill grid, I tell everyone. It's a concentration camp.
If you don't do risk assessment, if you don't do environmental impact, if you don't study how this is affecting life on this planet, then, oh, I guess we can just do anything we want and put them up anywhere we want. And that's what they're doing.
So then what do you say to them mounting the cell phone, those long rectangular bars and those round drum looking things? They're mounting them on the water towers now in New York, in Florida. People aren't paying attention. And one engineer was trying to say today that because the tank is metal, that it's not going to change the molecular structure of the water. But what kind of waves are we talking about, and how is that going to affect our drinking water?
Well, you know, city water isn't the best water to begin with, but irradiated city water is probably even worse than regular city water. But no one, it's like, I can't give you the specifics of how bad this is going to be because no one is studying it.
Well, even if they were studying, I don't know if I would trust any of their research, because science has become so corrupt. And, you know, this whole evidence-based system we have is just evidence-based on everything that doesn't matter. But this changing the molecular structure of the water, to me, like my sister even told me, she's like 26, she's like, they did an experiment of giving the plant microwaved water for a week and watch it die. So the water's already dead when they chemically process it. They're stripping the hydrogen, which is life for us. And then when they microwave it, I mean, it changes the molecular structure of water.
I can't imagine it's a good thing. And it, let's face it, it's not a good thing. And obviously people are protesting this. They're saying, what are you trying to, you know, pull on us? More people have to object to these 5G systems, at least demand some kind of risk, you know, environmental risk assessment, which is not being done. And I don't understand why they're getting a pass.
Well, just so everyone is aware, your city water reports are available. You need to start looking at them. And one thing I want to say is about the war, Doc, that if everyone is paying attention to the sham impeachment and the war, we're not going to see what's going on in our backyards. And right now, you know, you can't be on the battlefield if you don't know who your enemy is. And right now we've got cell phone towers, you know, popping up everywhere. We've got drinking water crisis, you know, the contamination of fluoride and heavy metals and things. Chloramines, you know, now we're microwaving our water, you know, and so we really have to ask ourselves what's, you know, going on in our own backyard.
Right. And since you mentioned fluoride, you know, those bags of industrial waste that we buy from China, they're also contaminated with arsenic and lead. So not only are they adding fluoride to the water, but they're adding extra arsenic and lead to the water.
Well, I think Mike Adams from, it was Natural News, posted the Alibaba link where you, it's like the Amazon of China, where they buy the waste product in barrels, and it's, I forget what form of fluoride it's attached to, is it sodium fluoride? It's some other type. And this is like a waste product. Is it from the metal factories? Is that right? Aluminum?
Aluminum smelting, and also from fertilizer.
So you said arsenic, and what was the other thing that they...
Lead.
Lead, okay. So this is disastrous. And see, the thing is, like, they're not testing for pharmaceutical drugs even, but the heavy metals, CWC Labs did post 100 different municipal water zip codes. So if people want to go check that out, you can also send your water in to be tested. I mean, this is a big issue. And now to get into the chemtrail thing, since we're already on the metal topic, you know, it's no secret this geoengineering project has already started. There's government documents. There's the proof. I mean, people have pictures from every state. So I always tell people, if your doctor doesn't know about chemtrails or geoengineering, cloud seeding, and whatever you want to call it, then you gotta get another doctor.
Well, there are going to be a lot of people without doctors because doctors are really not aware of this. Yeah, no, it's been going on for quite a while, and one of the main problems is they're using aluminum chafe, which is used in the military to confuse radar detection systems and things like that.
Oh,
so they're
yeah.
using this aluminum chafe, and aluminum is a very toxic metal to living systems. It's not a heavy metal, but it's still very toxic. And, you know, and this is all being done without environmental impacts and disclosures and accountability. It's all been, you know, kind of a military, you could not do this without military cooperation.
Right.
So this is a military, it's a military operation, and it's almost like there is another government doing these things.
Well, there is. It's called the deep state.
And you know, that when people ask me, well, what's the deep state? You know, the deep state are normally the people who are just always there, their career, whatever's. But there's the deep state, and behind the deep state is the dark state.
Oh, my gosh.
And so the dark state is really the people who are interested in experimenting and doing things that are not in everyone's best interest.
Well, I think the important thing to say about that is that it is global. I talked to my nurse practitioner in the United Kingdom. I talked to Real News Australia, and it's the same exact thing playing out. So I think it's important that we really shine a light. And I always say, like cockroaches, when you turn on the light, they kind of scatter, that all things done in the dark will come to light. And this is where we are right now. And this whole, you know, this chemtrail thing, you know, the metals, Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt was saying that when he tested his metals, he found his aluminum was so high, and the aluminum gets down in the mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cell. But there's barium, there's strontium. And I believe there's also infectious disease. Okay. They've had Lyme. I don't know if it's Borrelia or Bartonella confirmed in the rainwater. So if someone's drinking rainwater and they have this chemtrail thing going on, I mean, this is disastrous.
Right. Well, I'm sure there's different combinations of ingredients in these different, you know, so not all chemtrails are using the same formula.
2020 formula.
But, you know, stratospheric geoengineering, again, it falls under the category of we had allowed ourselves to be experimented on far too easily. And there are people who will just take advantage of that.
So how, I mean, what can we do about this? And even on a local level, like if I were to pick this, what I want to start doing is bringing awareness in my community, number one, because I can't fight all these battles at once, but it would help if my neighbors kind of like are at least aware of it.
Well, people are waking up, but you know, a lot of people, they start waking up, but they don't know what to do. What do you do with this information? So you find like-minded people who are trying to hold these industries accountable for what they're doing.
Should we write sorry, I was going to make it.
You can't do this without an environmental impact. What are you talking about? You know, you have to lobby your politicians and say, we're not letting you, you know, put this on, go online with this unless you do an environmental impact study.
Yeah, the whole system is corrupt. And this is where I'm at. Like, should we write our governors? And it's like, well, you know, I don't trust the CDC. I don't work as a regular nurse. I've removed myself from nursing because I don't want to be part of the pharmaceutical and vaccine genocide program. And, you know, I'm not the only nurse that's speaking out because, I mean, it's ridiculous. I feel like I was sold a fraudulent education. And so the conversation we had was, who do you report a crime to when the whole system is corrupt?
Right. When all these agencies are captured, who do you complain to? There isn't really anyone to complain to except maybe the courts.
Yeah, so we definitely need unity. Guys, we're going to wrap it up. I just want to thank you so much, Dr. Stoller. And guys, if you want to reach Dr. Stoller for consultation, you can go to hbotsr.com. That's Dr. Stoller's website. Again, he's the author of Incurable Me. And guys, we need unity in our community. And any doctors who are listening to this show, if you're in Florida or California, you know, reach out and let's work together on solutions. You guys, Dr. Stoller, thank you so much. All right, guys, I'm Rachel Seller, the forensic nurse. You can reach me at theforensicnurse.org. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and back up Brighteon and BitChute. Signing off. And